Hey guys, welcome back to Mamas Chingonas podcast. Thank you so much for being on today and listening. I am super excited because I have another author on our podcast. Her name is Lulu Steele. She is a first-time self-publisher and author joining the magical world of children's literature with her first release, Esperanza and Friends, Loving Yourself. She hopes to connect young readers to the experiences of her eclectic and diverse characters and provide them with the strategies that will foster positive thinking and self-confidence. You guys, this book is super darling. Please look her up, esperanzaandfriends.com. Esperanza is with a Z, and Esperanza means hope in Spanish. For those of you who don't know, it's a beautiful name. It's a beautiful book. I think the author is a beautiful person inside and out. I'm so happy she's here and she's able to connect with us and let you guys know a little bit more about herself and what inspired her to write a book, a children's book. And I think the book is super amazing. A little bit more about Esperanza is that her mission is to let every reader know they are not alone and wants to remind them that they belong. Together, they will work on self-love and self-acceptance. Don't ever forget that we belong. I think if we can plant the seed on a child and let them know at a very young age and remind them constantly that they're worth it, they're enough, you need to love yourself, you're perfect the way you are, you're an amazing human. I think it goes a long way, especially as we're older. I think even now, more so even ourselves, being able to compare ourselves with so many different people, especially with social media, I think comparing one another is so easy and so not fair for us. I think we're all so different, we're all so perfect in our own unique way, and we don't all have to be the same. So I think this book is very, very amazing. I think you need to get yourself a copy for your kids, your nieces, your nephew, your neighbor's kids, your friend's kids. I think it's a great book. And if you want to meet Esperanza, what she states here says, Esperanza is having trouble fitting in at school. She has no friends, and even after she changes the way she looks, it doesn't help. Then she meets the kids in the Be Yourself Club and learns that real friends like her, just the way she is. Throughout the story, Esperanza shares different strategies and uses to cope with her feelings, such as art therapy and journaling. The book includes space for readers to try out these strategies too, by encouraging positive thinking and self-reflection. This story paves the way for readers to feel happier and more confident. You guys, I'm so happy to have Lulu here, the author. I hope you guys get yourself a copy or more. I think it's a super duper adorable book. I can't wait for my daughter to get hers. I can't wait to be able to distribute for my nieces and friends and their kids. I think it's an adorable book, and it's only $14.99. Plus shipping, $4, so your total is $18.99, but she has an amazing package deal. If you get 3 books at a rate of $40.77, that's for 3 books, or you can get 5 books for the discounted rate at $59.45. So she has a great deal. It's all here. You can find her at esperanzaandfriends.com. She's also on Instagram. So, without further ado, here is Lulu. So, yeah, tell us about yourself and about your book and what inspired you to write.
All right. But first, thank you for having me. I'm super excited. It was really nice of you to ask me to join. So, thank you.
You're welcome.
This is all very new to me. I just launched my book a couple of weeks ago. It was a really long process, and unfortunately due to COVID a lot of things had to change and there was a lot of waiting around, but now that I have it, I'm extremely excited about it, and I love it. You know, It's a book that's really, really close to my heart, and I wrote it and created it with a lot of love for whoever the readers were going to be. And so, a little bit about myself. Like I said, I grew up in LA in Hollywood, right in the heart of Hollywood. And one of the things that I loved to do personally was to write. I had a lot of journals. I wasn't the best writer. So things that kind of kept me sometimes from writing was that I always thought that in order for you to be a writer or to ever even think about writing a book, you'd have to be this amazingly smart, writer in order to accomplish something like that. But I was more of a storyteller. I love storytelling. I think that was something that I really enjoyed and loved. And so it was a couple of years ago, that I started thinking about the idea of writing children's books. And I actually just got my first job as a teacher. So I'm gonna start at K1 now, teaching in South Central. And so I just kept, I kept. I love to draw too. I know I love to draw too. So I kept drawing these characters, right? And these characters were all based on real life stories that I would hear from people because, like I said, I love storytelling. So the best thing that could happen to me usually was when I would hear people's stories. Like I really didn't enjoy reading books too much, but if you had a story and we were sitting down, I was that person that was all ears when you were talking, because I love hearing people's personal lives, and it was my way of learning the most is by listening to other people talk. So I kept, drawing these characters and kept thinking about stories that I've heard, stories that I've heard from people, from family members. I thought of myself too, the way that I grew up, and I started creating these characters and these stories, and I just kept putting them away and putting them away. And my husband kept watching me do that all the time, and he just kept saying, "Okay, what are you going to do with this? You can't keep putting them away." And I was like, "Well, I just don't even know where I would be able to start, and I don't think it's that great," and blah, 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 blah. The whole putting yourself down. I'm an expert at that. And
Yes, aren't we
aren't we
all?
all, right?
Unfortunately,
Unfortunately.
yes, we are.
So I kept doing that, and finally one day, as I kept telling people the idea of the book, I kept getting such good responses, and I thought, okay, I'm gonna try. And so that's how the whole idea of, trying to launch a book came about. And I was lucky enough to bump into people that had great advice, and luckily I have a friend that, as I was telling her about this idea, she told me about somebody that she knew that can help me go down the route of self-publishing, which to a lot of people and to me personally, it seemed impossible. Like, how do you self-publish? You have to be known. You have these things that you think are so big when they're really not that big, So I got in contact with that person.
Right, you don't
Yeah,
even
exactly. And so I got in contact with that person, and she, coached me through it. And so that all came about, and so I wrote the book, my first book, which is Esperanza and Friends, Loving Yourself, and it's pretty much an interactive book in which the reader can read but also interact with it. So pretty much the whole point of the book is that Esperanza becomes friends with the reader, and so Esperanza shows the reader different strategies of how to deal with different things, with like how to express their feelings. I'll definitely send you one of them so that you can see what it's about. But the reason why I thought of that whole thing is because I remember growing up and writing being one of the things that I love to do. And because of all the things that I was going through, it was the only way that I kind of felt normal, I guess. And so
It's an easy way to escape, like you just feel relief.
yeah,
Writing.
exactly. Yeah, exactly. And art was also another one of my things. So when I was thinking about writing these books and about the children that were going to read them, I felt that I needed not only to give them a story and provide them with a story, but I needed to provide them with strategies on how to deal with things. So that's how the book came about.
I think that's amazing.
That's awesome. That's so cool. I saw on one of my Instagram story, I believe one of your friends shared it. And so I'm like, oh, that's so cool. And I clicked on it and then I, started, reading about the
Yeah.
book and about you. And I'm like, oh, this is so awesome. Like, I would love for her to be on our podcast talking about, your book and what inspired you
Yeah.
to write a book, which is pretty cool. And I'm definitely going to buy a copy. I have a niece who is 10, and I also have a daughter who's, 3, although, she's still little, but it's still great, for them to have these kinds of books because it's so true. You We're all so different, and we all need to learn, to love ourselves because we are so unique and we are so different.
Exactly. And the name Esperanza, I wrote the character, pretty much who inspired me to write the character, which was my niece. Her name's Hope. And so,
Oh, yes.
her name's Hope, and Hope,
I love that name.
I
I love
know,
that name.
we all love, Hope was, since she was little, she was a reader, and I always thought, even though I was much older, I always was just so inspired by her because I used to think, like, gosh, she loves to read. Ever since I can remember her being a little girl, she read and read and read. And as I was thinking about this idea of this book, I remember I was talking to Hope one day, and I was telling her, like, oh, you were so cool, like the way that you would always read. Now she's an adult, she's, I believe, 24 years old. And yeah.
Oh,
And we were talking
wow.
about stuff, and about just life and stuff. And then she said, I didn't even know how the conversation came up about bullying. And she mentioned that she had gone through some of that at school. And she said, you know how I used to read my books all the time? And I said, yeah. And she said, well, that was my way of hiding. I would hide behind my books. And I remember I just felt like my heart like sunk as a tia, as a family member, you know what I'm saying? And the idea that I'm thinking Hope is just extremely smart and she reads all the time because she's so smart, but I never knew that she was going through this. And it hurt, it hurt to know that one of your family members were going through it and that you didn't know about it and that you couldn't help, right? And so when I was drawing Esperanza, I took a lot of her and created this character. And I used her name, only I used it in Spanish. And so that's where the whole idea came from, and the idea that we don't know sometimes what our children are going through, because some kids are great actors and they can hide behind their pain. So,
Oh,
you know what I'm
yeah.
saying? And I was that
Even as
person,
adults.
even as an adult. Oh, yeah, I'm great at doing that. You can ask any of my friends, and they'd probably say yes. And, it's like, and it's easy to sometimes as parents because we're so busy. And this is from a, I myself am a parent of two little ones, one teenager, and you get so busy that sometimes, yeah, you want to be all in and ears and stuff. But, sometimes you think that everything's okay when it's not. So I thought, you know what I'm saying? So I thought the idea behind the book was that the child was going to be able to write in it. So you're able to write in the book, you're able to color in the book, and you're able to draw in the book. And these are,
That's awesome.
yeah, and these are all the things that Esperanza, she shows them how she writes, and then she shows them how she draws about her feelings, and then she asks them to do it. So she's interacting the whole time with the reader. And
Wow. Yeah, that's cool.
it's
And
a
I think
great character.
especially too, like right now, with the whole pandemic and how we're living, I think a lot of children are hurting, because of everything that's happening, and it's so hard and distance learning and not seeing their friends. So I think it's a great book, especially in the moment we're in now, for them to be able to kind of express themselves with this book. You know, because like you say, they are interacting with Esperanza, which I love the name. And how does your niece feel? Like, how honored that you, wrote a book about her.
She, she's an awesome person. I have two nieces. I have her and her sister, and they're both amazing. And I have a nephew. So my sister had, which are older now, and then I have my little nephew that's six. But they, they're great kids. And Hope, when I told her that I was writing this, I think she understood the importance of it, you know? And in a way, it wasn't just Hope inspired it for sure, but also it was really what I went through as a child that also inspired it. But I think sometimes I like to pretend like it wasn't so much my story that inspired it, but because I grew up with a alcoholic father, and there was a lot of chaos in the household. And so I remember there was many times as a youngster feeling like I was the only one going through this. You know, I was the only one with a dad that fought the mom every night. I was the only one that was calling the police on her father every night. And as a kid, that's horrible to feel like you're alone, you know, like, and the reality is that I wasn't the only one. There was probably other friends of mine going through something like this, but nobody talks about it. So then we deal with it alone.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And so when I was thinking about Esperanza, her as a character, I was thinking that and that's why I said Esperanza and Friends, was because I wanted her to become that friend to everybody that read that book, so that that person, no matter what they were going through, didn't feel alone, didn't feel like, you know, it's like that security blanket. You know, those kids sometimes that carry around those security blankets that make them feel comfortable.
Yes.
Well, I wanted Esperanza to be a security blanket for whoever read it, you know? And so...
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, so when I thought of creating her, I wanted her to be... I wanted any child to kind of connect with her, so I didn't really give her an ethnicity. I made her... I don't know if you noticed in the picture, she's like this orange kind of Simpson yellow color. And she has blue hair. And
she's,
you know,
cute. I love it. She's adorable. Yeah, so any race could relate. It's adorable. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I wanted anybody to be able to relate to her without being like, oh, well, you know, we don't have the same skin tone or something. And so that's how she came about. And, you know, and I only launched it, like I said, a few weeks ago. And I'm hoping that, you know, once COVID kind of comes down a little bit and we are able to go back to some sort of normal, I will be able to, you know, bring it to more people. But for now, it's pretty much just the website, the social media. Thank God for social media. Because...
I know. I feel like it's just so easy. Like, even with this podcast, like, for me to get people to come on here with different episodes because everything's there. You know what I mean? Yes. Like, their whole journey, their whole life story of whatever it is that I want, that I'm looking for, is there. Yeah. And it's so amazing that you can just, you know, one click away or one message away. Everyone's like, how do you do it? And it's like, oh, well, you just slip in the DM and, you know, you ask if they want to be part of something great. And, you know, what we're doing is we're just wanting women to be inspired and to feel inspired. And I think your story is amazing. I love, you know, that you wrote this and you took the initiative to do something with those drawings that you had, you know, and your husband was kind of there to push you and say, you know, you have to do something with them. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
So that's pretty awesome when you have someone to support you and something that I'm sure is more than passion. Now I'm pretty sure you're going to want to keep writing and keep drawing and and do more.
Yeah, for sure. There's definitely like a series that I'm trying to do with the books. Another reason why is Esperanza and
that's
Friends,
because awesome.
She would be eventually introducing her friends, and pretty much her friends will
I love it. Yeah,
so her friends will all have something that
it's like a
through.
Huge this is huge. This is really awesome. I can't wait to get copies and, you know, distribute to my nieces and nephews, and like what age do you like recommend this book really being for?
I would say as a I would say probably like elementary age would be good, maybe for a fifth or sixth grader, because of the drawings you know are a little bit kiddish. I think that it would probably be from like, you know, TK to fourth grade probably. I mean, my son is in third grade and he loves it, and I, you know, there's a few people that have bought in the book for little older kids like my son, and they were fine with it. But yeah, I would say like elementary age. The good thing is, the way that I see it is because I was thinking about that when I was creating the book, like what is the audience that I want, and I was thinking like, okay, even if there's an older sibling that is reading to their younger sibling, or they're around when the book is being read, or the little sibling comes and shows them, it's the idea of like planting that seed of journaling, creating art, and you know, those strategies that you can have in order to express your feelings. So I think that anybody can learn from it, but definitely I would say elementary age students. I'm hoping one day I can get to the older kids, you know, and maybe write some chapter books and help them out. Because I feel that
because it's needed.
Yes.
Every age is needed.
And so when I was thinking about the books, I was thinking I was gearing more towards older kids. But then I started thinking, these days we always thought it was the older kids that were going through stuff, you know, and we left out the little ones, right? Because they're little, they don't really know. And the reality is that the little ones are starting to go through stuff too. And they probably have been going through it forever. But like I said, we always concentrated on the teenagers because they can express what they're feeling, right?
I remember being in elementary and bullies, you know, all the time. Mm-hmm. I think more so in elementary than middle school.
Yeah, and it's probably because
for me,
kids can't really express themselves in that age. I remember I was at a meeting, and I heard, I think she was a psychologist that came and spoke to the parents, and she said that. She said that in elementary, it's harder for kids to express themselves of how they're feeling. And I thought, yeah, it's true. They don't really know how they're feeling, you know? The older kids at least understand when they're sad or when they're, and they can tell you. But the little ones, so then that's why I thought, you know what, let me start with the younger kids. Teach them a couple of things, you know, these strategies. And I didn't come up with this stuff. This is stuff, definitely stuff that helped me out even as an adult now, you know, to write and to draw and to do stuff like that. I even wrote, one of the things that she does is she writes letters to herself, right, when she's going through stuff. So she becomes her own her own inspiration, right? So she has this page where she's talking about, you know, writing letters to herself, and she shows an example of it, and it's like, Dear Esperanza, and then she asks the reader to write a nice letter to themselves. And so I thought that was extremely important. I think that's probably one of my favorite things that she asked the reader to do, because I think we also need to teach our children how to love themselves and not need that validation from other people. You know, it's that, that self-love.
That's huge.
Right? That self-love that if everybody's being mean, it's okay because I love myself and I'm going to get through it, you know? So that's definitely my favorite part of the book, is the idea that, you know, these little kids might write themselves a cute little letter. Right? And so
that's awesome. Yeah.
So I hope it, you know, it helps.
Yeah, that's great.
Like I said, it was definitely.
No, it sounds like an amazing book. Yeah. And it looks like you put a lot of thought into each, you know, piece of page here that you created, because it just sounds great. I think self-love is huge.
Okay.
And you know, I think for everyone listening, I think they agree, especially with little ones. I know I remember being in elementary school and me being a bully to other kids, and I don't even know, like, I got, God, why was I so mean? Like, now I think back, but I know that I had a friend who was like the cool kid, right?
Yeah.
And so she would always bully.
Yeah.
Yes. And so she like would always instigate, and then like, oh, well, you have to be friends, you know, with the cool kids. So then you would be mean to other kids to feel cool too.
Yes.
And like, for me, I think elementary was huge for bullies.
Yeah.
And so now that I have my own children, I can't even imagine, no, they're going to be homeschooled. Like, they're not going to school. There's so many mean kids.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, protect them. And that's
sad.
The thing now with, you know, I didn't, I'm 37. And so when I was in school, I remember, you know, the one time when I wasn't allowed to wear makeup. And so a lot of the girls that I was going to school with, you know, wore the lip liner and stuff like that. And I remember just feeling so left out because I knew that, you know, that I wasn't allowed to wear it. And so I started wearing it behind my mom's back. Every time I get to school, I'll put on my lip liner. Every time I left, before I left, I would take it off. But one time they took, like, you know, those random yearbook pictures that they would take, like for the random yearbook picture.
Oh,
pages.
Yes.
And as my mom's looking at the yearbook, oh Lord, like, I didn't know there was a picture of me in there with my friends, and I had my lip liner on. And I got in trouble. And I think about that sometimes. That was just lip liner. Nowadays, the pressure is on for our, like, youngsters, like, with social media.
Yes.
You know.
Oh, my goodness.
All these things that, you know, oh, try this makeup. Oh, how
it's on a whole new level.
A whole new level, you know. And if you don't look like that person, I mean, I'm not going to lie. Even me as an adult, sometimes when I'm looking through stuff on Instagram, I'm like, oh,
I'm like, over here thinking, like, I think I need fillers.
Yeah,
my lips need to be a little bit bigger, because you have to stay on top of the game. You know what I mean? Like, girls are looking fake, like crazy. And you kind of feel like shit, like you need to keep up.
Yeah.
So I know. Well, I have niece, you know, I have a niece who's 15 and she'll be 16. And the way that they do their makeup now compared to how I did my makeup then is like, oh girl, you look like you're 21, like you're ready for the club.
And so it's different, you know. And then if you don't look like that, then you start thinking something's wrong with you, you know. And so the idea of telling yourself that you're fine the way you are, you're perfect the way you are, it's hard. You know, it's probably the last thing you tell yourself, because you're comparing yourself so much to what you see on social media. And, you know, I have a teenage girl, and she, you know, I see it in her, and she's the, you know, to me, the most beautiful girl ever. And, you know, and so, but unfortunately, because of so much, you know, pressure of how to look, it's like she misses that sometimes, you know. And so it's just that thought, you know, of wanting to. I always thought, like, what am I going to, I've always wanted to help people, you know, always wanted to help people since I was little. And so I thought to myself, this is what I'm doing with these books, you know. And I'm not perfect. I'm not saying that when I feel the way I feel, I write all the time. No, I don't. I definitely just, you know, one of my friends just gave me a journal for my birthday, and I hadn't journaled in a very long time. And so I started journaling again, because I was told, well, you know, maybe you should start journaling again since you used to love it so much. And so I started doing it again.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels great. You know, it feels great to let things out. So I'm hoping that.
Yes. Yeah. And.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. I think for me, like in the last episode, which I haven't published yet, but my cousin and I were talking of, you know, even motherhood, like being a mom, being a wife, and you're just motherhood. Go, you know, especially if you're a stay-at-home mom like myself.
Yeah.
So, and then the pandemic hits, and then like, oh, to do was like go to the stores, take my girl to dance class and all these different things. And now it's like, we're stuck at home. Like, what do I do? Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where the whole podcast thing began.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, wanted to connect with a lot of different women. So you kind of like journaling is me, you know, being on here and talking to you and just having a platform where we women can inspire one another and, you know, be more than just a woman, you know, yourself being an author and now a teacher. And so it's amazing. Congratulations. Thank you. I can't wait to get a book. I'm going to buy a copy or two because, you know, I think it's great.
Thank you.
I can't wait to be able to continue, you know, getting more books because you're just inspiring, inspiring these children to let them know that reassurance that it's okay for you to be. And a lot of times I feel so bad, like, you know, like when I was a kid and who I used to bully, you know what I mean? Like, God, what did we put those kids through? Yeah. So even now, I think it's easier for kids to bully one another with social media, you know, like it's easier to put one another down.
And when it comes,
because it's just, you know, a click away.
Yeah.
So it's so crazy. But like for you, what kind of tips or advice do you have for aspiring authors?
I'm sorry, you kind of cut off a little bit. Did you say for others, for other women and stuff?
What kind of tips do you have for aspiring authors, or what kind of advice would you give?
I think the one thing that I always
to someone who wants to write.
I think the one thing that I always tell people, like I mentioned earlier, that I was the type of person, the best way that I learn is from people. It's just been the way that I've learned all my life, you know? And so one thing that I always tell, I go speak at juvenile halls and camps. And when I talk to those students, I always tell them that we all have a story. Everybody has a story. We've all gone through something, you know, and we have to become more okay with sharing that. Because the more that we share it, the more solution that we are going to get, you know? So like I said, just like I said, when I was little, I thought I was the only one that had the alcoholic father. You know, now I know that, no, a lot of people were going through that, you know, but if we don't share about it, then we don't know. So we have to go through it alone, right? And we hear so much now, kids committing suicide, and it's probably, and I'm not sure, I can't say it's this or is that. No, I don't know. But the idea of that, once we start sharing things, we make it more normal and we find more ways to talk about it. And I think that's a great way to help people. So when you have a story, like, let it out. My story, you know, I had the story, it came out in a book, you know, and it's not exactly my story, which people have asked me if I'm gonna write a character that is my story. And I really do want to, but my story has an alcoholic father in it, you know? And so I'm not sure how well people might take that. But it's that idea that right now we're in this time of life where social media, you know, we have a great platform that we can use to help other people. And the idea that we, you know, like I said, I could be my worst enemy, my own enemy, by putting myself down and telling myself that I'm not good enough. Oh, nobody's going to want to listen to you. Or what do you have, you know, to offer? And we have to stop that, that type of thinking, and surround ourselves by, I'm surrounded, thankfully, you know, I have a huge family and it's all women. Pretty much, all women. And they're amazing, strong women. So I'm grateful that I'm surrounded by a huge family that no matter what any of us have ever gone through, they've been there for us. But also surround yourself with friends and women that are trying to, you know, do something. And when you tell them and share things with them and your dreams and all of that, they root for you. And you know, and you see that. You see that as an adult, how much people root for you and push you. And like my husband pushed me, you know. And so I would say do it. Just do it. Whatever it is that you're planning to do. Like my husband said, I kept saying, no, you know, no, putting them away. And he said, look, if you fail, oh, well, you know, or do you want to live the rest of your life wondering what could have been of these books.
Exactly. Know?
And yes. So when he said that, I thought to myself, ah, I'm just going to try it. And I did. And now when I hear people, you know, give me comments about them or tell me how much their kid loved it or even that they loved it as an adult, I think to myself, God, imagine I would have just kept putting my drawings away. Like how much I would have missed out on, you know?
Yeah.
And you know?
Right. Yeah. I think that's amazing.
Yeah.
Words.
So it's important to, like I said, be your own biggest fan, you know, because if we wait around for people or somebody, you know, it's like, no, we have to start learning how to be our biggest fans and just go for it. Just go for it. We only live once. That's my teenage daughter says. Used to always say YOLO. And I used to be like, why do you always say YOLO? She's like, you only live once.
That's right.
I remember just learning that from her. Like, she's so right. We do only live once, you know? And the whole.
We do. We do.
Author and the, you know, thinking you have to be this and that. And who's going to listen to you? No. There's people out there that need to hear these stories, you know? And yeah.
Right.
And who better than the people that have lived through them?
Well, just like you say, exactly like you're saying, you don't know if you're going to write about, you know, your mm-hmm. personal story, like living with an alcoholic dad. Like there's many, many people that are going to be able to relate and are going to be able to feel like, wow, I wasn't alone. I wasn't the only one. Like you say, and that's like my motto. We all have a journey. We all have a story to tell. We all been through something, you know, which is greatness or horrible stories. Like we all have a story to tell. So I love the concept of everything that you're doing. And I think it's so amazing and so empowering, not only for children, but for grown women or anyone who's listening, you know, to our podcast. I think it's awesome. So I really hope you do continue with writing and you're able to continue writing, you know, your own personal life journey whenever you're ready. I wish my cousin was on the podcast because she too, you know, her dad, my uncle, you know, was an alcoholic and he died from alcoholism, and she would have a lot to say and, you know, very understanding because she lived through it. Yeah. So I hope you do move forward and are able to continue writing, and you write that story that a lot of women are going to be able to connect, because it happens. It happens so much.
Yes, it
so
is.
that's life.
But I think we're doing better now, you know, even just what you're doing. I mean, that's awesome that you're giving people's like a voice. And even me, when you messaged me, I was like, wait a minute, is this real or not? But, you know, it's like, I was like, oh. But it's that idea that, you know, thankfully we have this stuff, this technology now that we could do this, you know, and you're using it to do good by providing people with a voice. And that's awesome. So thank you for asking
me to do it. Trying to stay creative.
Yeah. And like I said,
thank you so much for accepting.
There's this one podcast that I follow that it's a bunch of storytellers, and I love it. I love hearing people's story, like I said, you know. So podcasts are great because that's what you hear, the truth and raw stories. And and I learn from people like that, so from stories like that. So yeah, so it's awesome.
Yeah, we definitely keep it real, keep it raw here on our podcast. And we're now in season number 2, and it's been great. It's been an awesome, you know, feedback. It's been very empowering for me just to listen to you and other women talk about their life journeys. So it's been awesome. And again, thank you so much for doing this. I'm seriously going to order books. I can't wait to get it and share with my niece and get her feedback. I'm sure she's going to love it, because I've heard too, like, per se, like, I don't have friends at school. Mm-hmm. Like, that's heartbreaking to hear that. You know what I mean? Like, oh my gosh. Like, what do you mean? Like, I need to pull you out of that school.
Yeah, you
want
to,
like,
another thing that's mentioned in the book also, another one of the strategies is the whole idea of starting clubs, you know, like school clubs and stuff like that is, you know, because there's always other people going through stuff like that in your school, even though you think you're the only one. And then you start this club right? And people start coming because you call them in, right, with your own, what you're going through. And so that's another one of the things that's mentioned in the book. And it's, you know, it's like this book is pretty much like planting little seeds into these kids so that one day, you know, if not, you know, fast but slow, it can just bloom and they can remember, like, oh, I remember that book, you know. I remember that book mentioned something about starting a club, right, at school. Yeah. So maybe I can try to start a club at my school. And, you know, so hopefully a lot of people, or, you know, people just love it as much as I love it. And then,
yeah, I'm sure yeah, they
and
then will.
With the other characters that come, like I said, all my characters are based on real life stories. You know, there's most likely somebody that inspired me to write that book. You know, so I always said I didn't want to write fairy tales. I wanted to write real stories. You know, things that kids are truly, really going through.
Yes.
And so yeah. So then they're usually inspired by someone. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and everybody loves real stories, and so I can't wait to get my hands on it. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, we just need to teach our children to be very vocal, to be able to speak on anything that's happening, to not throw in everything under the rug, because we're so good at doing that, and just not talking about it. Yes. And that is, like you say, that's why there are so many young children committing suicide at such a young age. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, we have to stop that.
So what you're doing is amazing.
Yay,
I know. Yes, we do.
Yeah. So hopefully.
Yeah, no, that. Thank you. Thank you so much for being on the podcast. Yeah.
Well, there you have it, guys. Lulu Steele, the new author. Please make sure you get yourself a copy. Don't forget, it's a great book. I can't wait to get it. And again, remember, you are worth it. You are everything that you need to be. And the only person holding you back for doing anything that you want to do is your own self. So make it happen, make moves, do you, and always, always, always stay grateful. You guys take care, and y'all catch us on the next episode. Yeah.